Welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today's episode is all about the fundamentals of e-commerce that most people forget about. So I'm recording this from my studio apartment in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and I really just want to talk to you guys about this today because it's super important to always understand the fundamentals of your business or what you should always be going back to no matter what. So I have 7 steps for you guys. It's a pretty simple process, and I'm going to be covering this more in depth in my membership site when I do get it launched. I'll be providing links to all that cool stuff when it is all ready to go. So first off is a niche isn't just a line of products. Right? It's a segment of people, and you can understand it by with dropshipping. It's really important that you do specifically focus on a line of products like, you know, kitchen sinks or dining room tables or bathtubs, right? Those, that's one line of products. But the key here is that the people that want that one line of products also have other needs and desires, right? So you got to understand the target segment you're going to be reaching out to with that product. So for instance, I guess with bathtubs, you have a bathroom that has a bathtub in it. So you have other things that are in the bathroom, right? And that's really important to understand because someone who buys a bathtub might also need a toilet, shower, a vanity, a sink, whatever. So there's lots of other things that are in a bathroom that you can sell using high-ticket dropshipping. And it's really important to understand that, you know, the people that are interested in the bathtub are going to go to your store. And it's really important to know that having a bathtub-only store is going to be able to convert those people better because you're the bathtub experts, right? And bathtubs might be really specific. They might have dimensions. They might have specific buying like categories you have to understand. They might have more specific delivery and, you know, setup, things like that. So it's really cool to create a store just around selling one product line, but also understand that those people have other needs. So you can create other stores around other product lines. You could create a whole bath store, but it's going to be a lot more complicated. You're going to have multiple product category verticals and content verticals and email marketing verticals and within one store. And it's going to be harder to set up all your upsells and stuff. It's just going to really be more advanced, right? So as a beginner, you have to focus on one product line and one store, okay? And don't go beyond that. And you can build multiple stores out for multiple product lines. So let's say you have one store for bathtubs, sinks, and toilets and showers. So you have 4 stores and you build all of them up and they'll have the perfect amount of, you know, 5 to 10, maybe 15 at the most suppliers. And you have, you know, 100, 200, 300 products and at the most. And then you have, you know, your content, your ultimate guides, blah, 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 all that cool stuff. And then you have your social media. You can create all these into cool packages and, you know, have them feed into each other. So as one gets SEO juice, the other ones can get the SEO juice and they can rank organically. So just focus on creating, you know, multiple stores, one for each type of product line. And maybe even if you want to do like affiliate marketing, you can create blog posts that promote products on the Amazon store through those links. But just understand, guys, that when you're reaching out to a target market in a niche, you want to be super specific with your niche site. It's really important to narrow down. So you could take the bathtub idea one step further, and instead of just doing all bathtubs, you could do antique bathtubs. You know, that might be one category that a certain target market of people are really interested in. When they find a website just about that, unique bathtubs or antique bathtubs, then, you know, they're going to know you're the expert. You know how to deal with it. You know how the suppliers are, blah, blah, blah. So you might be able to offer way better support. And, you know, if you're into it, you're into it. So of course, with anything, you know, niche selection, you want to make sure that you're also super passionate about it because you're the guy that's going to be behind it. So it's, if you're just starting out, you don't have a ton of money to outsource with, you got to be passionate about it to the level that you're willing to write all this cool content, make videos and stuff like that. Now, if you're not and you're just a marketer, it's super important that you have a great team behind you. So you're going to need a content creator, you're going to need someone to edit and format the content, make sure it's really good and add links to it and then publish it for you. And you're going to need somebody who's going to upload products and do web design and stuff like that. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, us as entrepreneurs, internet marketers do on a daily basis. And you, as a professional marketer, you're going to have to hire a whole team to do that. All right, so that's the basic behind niche selection and making sure that you're really specific on your dropship stores. It's really important, guys. Number two is getting suppliers is really as easy as making a phone call. Suppliers are entrepreneurs like you and I. They're business owners. They're like-minded people. So a lot of the times you're dealing with people that are around your same age. If you're in like the 30, 40-year-old age range, these suppliers, brand owners and stuff like that, they're in the same age range. So, you know, they have similar interests in their life. They have similar desires. They have similar things going on. So just be upfront with them and be totally cool. It's going to be a fun conversation. Calling suppliers is no different from calling a friend. So just focus on that and you can get the best suppliers on board. Now, the key here, though, is that, of course, you want to have a sales plan for your suppliers. So you want to make sure that you come to them confident, that you have really great marketing skills, that you're building a great site around their around that niche that they're in, and then that you're going to be able to provide them, you know, tons of sales, you know. So come up with a number that's equal to maybe like 100 units per year, whatever the cost per unit is. That's what you tell them as far as a sales figure goes. And that's the smart thing to do. All right, number three, building a website and a sales funnel really does include lots of moving parts, okay? So you have to understand that it's not just a website. You have a lot of different apps that are all working together, and you have to really optimize your website for conversions. Otherwise, customers will go to you. Even if you're a niche store, they're not going to trust you unless you have all these great optimization things. I'll go over those pretty soon. You do want to make sure you're not getting hung up on the little tiny things, but you do want to make sure you get them done, because every little piece of the puzzle matters. So first one is social proof. That includes like having reviews and stuff like that on your website. Reviews are super important. So if you don't have reviews to start off with, go and find them from your brand supplier and see if they have any. Second one is scarcity and urgency. So scarcity can be made just by saying you have low stock on hand. If you're doing drop shipping, you know, the supplier may or may not have stock on hand of that product, and it's hard to sync that up, especially with manual drop shipping. Just keep in mind, you can always just put a number on there, an arbitrary number, and keep it around like, you know, 3 to 5, because that's usually the number that's pretty low. People want to buy now, and then have wording in there that says, you know, stock is low, running out soon, buy now before it's out. And then you want to have urgency, and urgency is like a countdown timer or something like that, you know, may run out soon. And or you can have some kind of a coupon code on the site that expires, you know, within 24 hours or something like that. Those are all great things to do. All right, number three is trust. You want to have trust in your site. You want to have that built up with trust seals, and you want to have it with guarantees. So trust is great. You really need to have, like, Trust Guard is a really good way to build trust with your customers. And then Norton Shopping Guarantee is a really good one too. McAfee, anything that builds trust with your customers. You want to have a really great about page. You want to have your address and your phone number at the top and the bottom. So not your address at the top, but your phone number at the top, your address at the bottom with your phone number also. Lots of links. Every single page on your website needs to be filled out. Pictures and videos of yourself as the owner of the website. I think it's a really good idea. It builds trust. Number four, risk reversal. That's important. You want to have a satisfaction guarantee of some sort. You want to have a low price guarantee, like a price match guarantee. And you want to have a shipping returns page with a nice return policy. If you have a really harsh return policy, it may or may not make sense for your niche, but you want to have a return policy that's fair. You don't want to be price gouging your customer on restocking fees. All right. And then number five is branding and your unique selling proposition. So this is key. Depending on your niche, your brand may be more women-oriented or men-oriented, maybe more prestige-oriented or budget-oriented. So you want to make sure that you understand what your niche is, who the people are, where they are in their life, and what color goes along with that, right? So if it's like black because it's luxury, then there you go. If it's blue because you want to build trust, there you go. If it's red because you want to build urgency and excitement, there you go. Yellow, all that stuff. So read up on branding, read up on colors. You got to choose fonts that make sense. You got to choose shapes that make sense and images that make sense for your brand. But that's super key. And of course, your about page is a big cornerstone of your brand, and every single marketing messages you have is a cornerstone of your brand. So keep that in mind. Number four, look, getting traffic is easy. You just have to throw up some paid advertising, right? I didn't really understand this before, and I thought, you know, oh man, it's gonna be tough. I gotta build up all this content and stuff. Okay, content is key. If you throw traffic at a website with no content, you're not gonna get any conversions. So build the content first, that's your foundation. But then go out and run some paid ads. For an e-commerce site, you can have a feed with the Google Shopping app and then run Google product listing ads, which show up in the Google Shopping top bar in the Google search when people type in that product name. So it's a really good idea. Getting free traffic does take a lot more time and upfront work. But if you, like I said, build up the content, do the internal linking correctly, and then get backlinks from blogs and other forums and stuff like that, you can reap huge rewards in the long run. So all that is awesome, and I definitely recommend doing that. But just watch out for paid ads. If you don't optimize, you can waste a lot of money on paid advertising. You know, $50, $100 plus per day is not anything, you know, unheard of for a niche site with, you know, 30 or less suppliers. So just keep that in mind. And you want to use paid ads to your advantage to get traffic and to get leads, but you need to set up a good sales funnel and email marketing and retargeting ads in order to bring those people back to making that purchase. And you want to have everything in there, like the five cornerstones of conversion rate optimization I talked about: social proof, scarcity, urgency, trust, risk reversal, and branding and your unique selling proposition, in order to convert those people to customers and then turn customers into lifetime fans, lifetime buyers. All right, number five. Customer service is your key to success. long term. And I cannot say this enough. Customer service is one of the main things you tell your suppliers. That is your cornerstone of your business. It's one of the main thing you pitch to your customers every time you have anything on your website. You say we provide almost world-class customer service. And then when you get phone calls, when you get emails, you want to reply as quickly as possible and as nice as possible and as helpful as possible. Okay, so focus on when you're selling, you're going to do solution selling. So focus on their problems, what really their problems are, and how you can best provide a solution for those. Number six, outsourcing should be done very carefully, and you must become a great people manager. So outsourcing is important because it's going to free you up of your time so you can work on building your business more. But you have to make sure that the people you hire have the same mindset as you as far as customer service. So you have to drive home that your company culture is all about customer service to them. So I suggest you create some training videos for your VAs when you hire them so that they understand how important customer service is and how you like to reply to emails, how you like your tone to be, how you like the helpfulness to be, and then every step of the way. So with dropshipping, for instance, it's, you know, you get an inquiry from a customer about a product, well, you have to forward that to your supplier and let the customer know, hey, we're asking the supplier. And then when the supplier writes back, you say thank you so much to the supplier, and then you tell the customer that answer. And you do this back and forth process until everything's answered. And as time goes on, you'll get better at understanding the product so you can answer the questions without having to ask suppliers. But you know, the VA needs to understand that process, that it's always a back and forth process, that you're just in between and you're becoming, you're pretty much being a matchmaker. All right, number seven, last step, guys, build your business to sell. I can't stress this enough. If you don't build your business with an exit in mind, you won't build it very well. You have to focus on the exit point. So I usually have it a year out, year to 18 months, year to year and a half. And what that gives me the ability to do is to set this business up organized, set it up clean, make sure that I don't have any of my personal expenses mixed with my business expenses, make sure that everything, all the accounts are separated, right? Because when you do sell your business, you want to make it as easy as possible. Literally just giving them the account login and the password is all you want to have to do. You don't have to separate anything from your personal life to your to that new person. And it's just a pain in the ass. So set up your business to sell. Okay. So having that exit strategy will keep you on your toes, keep you organized, and keep you planning correctly. You want to have all your information in one spreadsheet, in a master spreadsheet that really helps to keep things organized. And then have everything, all your accounting done within that spreadsheet or within a QuickBooks account or a FreshBooks account. However you decide to do it, even hiring a CPA is great, but make sure it's organized, make sure you're doing it right, because when it goes time to sell, they're going to ask for everything. They're going to ask, obviously, for your Shopify dashboard and for your analytics, but they're also going to ask for your bookkeeping spreadsheets, for your, you know, for all your information, and they're going to ask to see your accounting statements, your income statement, your balance sheet, your cash flow statement, and when the sale does go through, the lawyers are probably going to ask for your tax return as well. So look, you don't have to provide the tax return legally, but you should, and you should be open to it, because the more open to it you are, the more smooth the transaction will go. They just want to make sure that you're, you know, telling the truth pretty much about the money you're making and that this website isn't set up as a sham. So internet businesses are, people are investing in internet businesses every day, right? It's one of the best investments people can make out there because it's such a high return on investment. So make sure that you're setting yours up to sell so it makes it easier for you in the long run. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, The 7 Fundamentals of E-commerce that Most People Forget. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, E-commerce Paradise. And hopefully I'll get this membership site up soon so you guys can start learning how to set up your dropship business today. All right, guys. Take care. I'll see you out there.